Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:38, and it is Friday. With that said, it's now time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Get the app, and then you can listen to our show's full podcast. You know, since we're off Monday, this might come in handy. Mm. The Radio.com app and our podcasts. So, anyway, Radio.com is a great way to take radio wherever you go. Please get the app and enjoy. Here's what's happening. So, super nice temps. Yesterday, as I drove home from the beach, yesterday, late in the day, I want to say it was like 4:30. It was 72 degrees.
It was delightful yesterday.
Yeah. Expect more of that through the week, but about a week from now, we're going to start to see conditions change, and we'll see some rain and possibly even some snow show up. So, yeah.
It's a good
news is
nude
you've
sunbathing.
Got great. What?
I said it's a good day for some nude sunbathing.
Oh, you're right. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. I mean, everybody knows that's the thing to do.
Well, the kids are going to uncork the hole in your fence for sure today.
Oh, my God. Please, I just took the fence down. Come on over, guys. I'm filming some TikToks. You want to hang out?
Good for you. You're a nice
lady. Thank you.
Thanks,
Finn. Yeah. I'm just trying to have some fun, you know?
Neighborhood boys need dreams too, or
right.
Oh, whatever.
I am sure that it's not called dreams.
Anyway, my first story this morning. Now, listen, I realize this could come off like some new age BS. I'm not trying to. We're not going to put on Enya, or you could, but I mean,
put some Enya on. Let's just do it because I feel like that's going to fit this story. I'm with you. New age stuff.
This is not new age stuff. What I'm trying to do here.
All right.
These are some tips to help you have a more positive, happier year. I told you the story of a friend who I hadn't spoken with in a while. And when I finally talked to her, she's like, I'm having a really hard time. And it was, she lost her job and she's been out, you know, she's alone all the time, trapped in her house and the money's running out and it's tough stuff. So here are some ways to help you have a more positive year.
All right.
I can't hear that, Brent. Well, since we're here, light your frankincense candles and get your yoga pants out. Here's some stuff to help you have better days. First of all, they say, start as soon as you wake up each day. Scientists have found your subconscious may be most active right when you wake up. So, instead of grousing all morning.
It's impossible.
You gotta start early and think more positively. And, you know, I know that people will say, oh, this is new age BS, except it's not. put up a note, put up a quote that you find inspiring and see that to help set your mind on the right path first thing in the morning.
It's like yoga class. You got to, let's all take a moment to set our intentions. I intend to rock this class. I intend to rock this day. You know, it's easy to do on a Friday.
Right.
I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, crap, it's Friday. Oh.
I often think because of my job, and Sarah will agree with this, this is the way we are, the way we function. Negative thoughts, negative attitudes are what we tend to focus on. Yeah. And it usually takes a lot of positive thoughts to drown out the one negative. So you could
be told,
you gotta
put a good face on.
You're fantastic a million times, but someone who says, you call that a show?
Yeah.
Suddenly you're
stupid.
Like, ah, but.
But it is a show.
Yeah.
But it is.
We work hard on this thing. What are you talking about? You focus on the negative. So what they're telling you here is, You gotta understand that about yourself and know that it takes positive experiences to counteract that negative one you're focused on.
I've got all my little post-it notes up here. Happy. It's a great day. You're good at what you do. John loves you. Ha ha ha. You're funny. I got them all.
You really have that?
They're right here.
Get out of here.
They're all over the front of my computer.
God.
Listen, man, I went through some dark times at the beginning of this thing. I got really blue, and I did exactly that. I said, you know what? You have to look at things that make you happy. Very New Age. You know me, Vin. I'm all about crystals and dream catchers and New Agey stuff. Naked TikToks. You know, all that stuff.
All right. They say focus on finding more positivity. Fill your day with as many positive thoughts as possible. And even bookmark sites like funny videos or things that you can truly flip your attitude with. So that's another way to do better. Also, hang with or talk with people who make you happy.
Yeah. Well, you can't hang with anybody. You could talk with them right now.
Sure.
You know, one of the
things. Even texting with someone who's happy to hear from you.
Yes.
Is a nice thing.
It could be a delight. There's this video of these. They're at least quadruplets, maybe quintuplets. It's been a while since I watched this video, but there was a time when anytime I felt down, I would watch this video. It's this mother. She looks exhausted, and there's babies all over her, and the father is cracking the babies up, and they're like, I don't know, 8-month-olds. So they're just hanging on her, and every time he does it, they all laugh in unison, and it makes your heart just swell with happiness and love. And if you're having a bad day, I suggest watching. Oh, here they are. Oh.
Oh, that poor mom.
She looks.
This is Emily, Mary Claire, Grace, and Emma. Okay.
Daddy's going to make you laugh now. Ready?
That's crazy.
Oh, God. It's too cute. You got to look. Now people are going to go look that
up.
Put that up on
Facebook. It's just adorable. You know what? It's been at least 5 years. I want to see those kids now. They're so cute. They are so damn cute.
Yeah. Well, that was a really wonderful moment. We all know the dark side to that.
Yeah, we do. Because right when the camera went off, then the crying started.
The first one cried and the rest followed suit.
A chorus of cries. Not a chorus of laughs, a chorus of cries. Oh, God. That's one lady I would not change places with right there.
Dreams that seem real. It
all
happens.
Right. Yeah,
I've definitely had real, like I don't dream a lot. Or I should say I don't remember my dreams a lot.
You got to wake up, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah,
you have to
usually I have to wake up in the middle of it in order to remember it. And even then, by the time, you know, morning has come, I've forgotten whatever thing was upsetting or sexy or whatever.
Right.
On Saturday night, a 33-year-old woman named Lindsay Stevens from Moselle, Mississippi, she had a dream that her husband cheated on her.
Oh.
Apparently, the dream felt so real that when she woke up, she grabbed a knife and stabbed her husband several times.
Oh.
He was sound asleep, laying next to her. And she plunged her knife into him for the
wall. Oh, the plunging of the knife. Now, that's the verb that is just...
What do they say in Game of Thrones? For the wall? For the watch.
For the watch.
For the watch. For the watch. For the watch. That. That.
The plunging.
For the watch.
Actually sounds like you're plunging into a mud puddle. Oi.
The what dream that puddle? She had of her cheating scumbag husband was so real when she woke up, she grabbed a knife and stabbed him several times while he was sleeping. He needed surgery.
Oh. Is he pissed?
Fortunately,
are they gonna
he's
going to
be okay, but that's the question. That doesn't say whether they're going to break up or stay together. Do you break up?
Well, here's the thing. There's a couple problems here. First of all, she's dream. You know, people dream stuff like that. I've dreamt that I've cheated on John. I've dreamt that John and I are breaking up. I've dreamt that John's cheated on me. But when I woke up, I took a second and I went, oh, yeah, I was dreaming. I didn't run for the kitchen to grab the butcher knife to plunge into him. She's troubled, in my humble opinion. I'm not her doctor, but I feel free to make judgments on people all the time. That's going to be a tough one to stick out. Like, so if you have another dream, I'm back in the hospital. I don't know, Vin. I mean, if Christina was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to stab you, but I thought you cheated on me.
Nope.
We're done.
I do know. We're breaking up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the trust I have to fall asleep
next to you
and be as vulnerable as a human can be. I'm asleep. Anything could happen. Sharpie mustache might be the worst I would expect.
Right.
But a knife? Nah. I'm not going to be able to sleep anymore next to you, A.
Yeah.
So at the very least, I'm switching rooms. But right. In reality...
And locking the door.
Look, there are a lot of people who have incredible mental resilience. And the worst thing could happen to them. And they don't... Then they're like... And I actually think they're deadheads. Like, they just don't have the ability to process... the horrible thing that happened to them.
Yes.
And so that really not as, but anyway, my point is, how do you not have some kind of post-traumatic stress?
You do.
From the fact that you woke up with your person stabbing you.
Yeah.
No,
I agree with you. And I believe that that's the right answer. In her defense, you know, maybe she also sleepwalks. I don't know. You know, the other night, my sleep IQ score told me that I got out of bed twice. I'm like, no, I didn't. So what the F happened?
Well, is it possible you got up to pee real quick and you don't remember it?
No.
That's the only reason I get out of bed in the middle
of
the
night. I would remember getting up to pee. I remember when I can tell you what time it was anytime I woke up. And then sometimes I'll check on sleep IQ. Yep, I was restless right then. Yep, I remember that. I remember seeing the clock. Once maybe, Vin, right? Okay, maybe I stayed half asleep and went and peed. Twice? I'm like, where did I go? What did I do?
Wow, so you think you're sleepwalking or you
think might kill John. He should be very worried.
Oh, God, you and your murderous thoughts.
Well,
way too many of them.
Then I wake up and be like, oh, thank God it was just a dream. Oh, no, it wasn't a dream! And then, you know, maybe he's just like, I understand. I love you still. I'm sleeping in a different room, but I'm not going to divorce
you. Yeah, I know for me, I'm not someone, how do I put this? It would bother me to the point that I would say, I can't trust you anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got stabbed.
Like, we're not talking about cheating at this point. We're talking about the simplest trusts, like being
able to sleep. You tried to murder me.
Next to you. That's not, you know... I mean,
that's a good story.
Yikes, right?
That is a good story. You know, the saddest part of it is she's so worried about him cheating on her that when she thought he did, she got up and stabbed him. Like, now he's gone.
Right.
Now he's in real trouble.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
I just don't, I mean, again, maybe it is a sign of mental, you know, strength that you could just go, oh, okay, you had a bad dream and you thought bad thoughts and you decided you needed to get revenge, but really none of that happened.
Fingers crossed you never have one of those again.
I'm over it. It's okay. I don't think so.
No problem.
I think you're hyperventilating in bed next to that person the next night. You try to lay down next to him and you find yourself going, I'm out of here.
I may never sleep again.
I'm going to a hotel. Bye-bye. All right. One more story here.
Okay. All right.
People post a lot of things. Here is a story that's gone viral right now. It's on Reddit.
Okay.
It's a woman who posted about her husband's controversial technique to cooling off hot pizza. We've all been hungry.
Yeah.
And gotten that slice
sure.
or the pie that you get right there at the pizzeria, and it's so hot, but and
can't
you
want to.
You're dying
yep.
for a bite.
Yes.
And you take it and it torches your mouth.
Yeah. But it's totally worth it, even though it isn't worth it. You've done it.
Right. You're ruined now. You have the whole roof of your mouth is shot.
You're not even going to enjoy the rest of the pizza.
Right.
If you could just wait 5 minutes. It's hard.
This guy must have experienced the old I torched the top of my mouth feeling yeah. enough yeah. that I have a new plan. She writes in her Reddit post, in college, my husband and I would make oven pizzas and he would run his slices under the water fountain to cool it down faster. He says, it didn't change the taste and I was able to eat it right away. She also goes on to say, he still does it to this day. And she posted video of him running a slice under the sink to cool it down.
Is it because the cheese keeps it from getting into the crust?
I don't know.
What
I'm with everyone who commented that say, not all marriages are worth saving. End quote. Get out of your house now. Your husband's a serial killer. Yeah, that's not the way you cool down a pizza. You blow on it, sir. You just, you take a second, you take some puffs of air and you blow on it.
It works
you maybe
for him.
Even give it a minute. Like, just walk away.
Ice cold water coming out of your faucet. Like,
you
I don't know. I might have to try that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know, and here's the thing. You only really have to do it to the first piece. By the time you finish with the first piece, the rest of the piece is cool enough to eat.
This guy, apparently, it's his move. And I'm sure he...
You know, here's the thing. People will say, oh, no, that makes
Oh, there
it
he
so...
is. That's the video of him doing
now
it.
Now he can eat it. So what? It's a little wet. Oh, he's got weird hair. I'm sorry. Does he have a center part? What is happening here?
I don't know what he's doing there, but there he is.
Turn back towards us, sir. I need to see his... What is going on there?
I don't know. It might be a skunk stripe.
That
Our text number... I'm out of time, everyone. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 650 says, Sarah, if you are on Apple Plus, you will love Home. 10 episodes on various homes around the world and techniques for building. It is amazing.
Home. Okay.
I started to watch them, and until the credits is when I read my cousin was executive producer.
Oh my God. Did you call your cousin and go, oh my God, I love your show Home. Watch Home on Apple TV. Okay. Got it. You know, I'll forget all about that if I don't make a note.
Oh, I thought you texted John.
Yeah, I did. I texted John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know
if
what?
I don't text him right away. I'll never remember.
That's one of those. So I tried that the other day. I think it was yesterday, actually. I texted the missus and said, lottery tickets.
Yeah.
And she wrote, you know how you can just put a thumbs up on mm-hmm. something. So she wrote thumbs up. And then we got through the whole day without getting lottery tickets. Mm-hmm. And it looks like someone in San Jose won.
Oh, my God. Really?
Like the lottery's absolutely out of control.
Mm.
I'll look it up and tell you next time around.
Yeah, we all bought lottery tickets, too, over here.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, John's all over that crap.
Yeah,
that's
I thought I was,
That's the funnest part
too.
About it is, like, deciding what you do with the money. If we want it, here's what we do. I love it. So fun.
707 says, my husband is always a douche in my dreams. When I wake up, I refer to him as... Dream
oh.
Tom and
oh.
tell him what a bleep hole he is.
Oh. That's funny. John's had some pretty awful dreams about me, too, where he's telling me about it the next day. I'm like, do you love me? Like,
well, you say things that can get into a person's mind, like, I'd love to push you off a cliff.
I never say I'd love to. I just say that's what I would do if I was going to kill someone. And now that I've said it on the air 50 times and you've run away with it, like, I can't kill someone. I got to come up with a new way and not tell you.
Mm.
God.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with a Survivor contestant who has died. A diamond-encrusted watch that you're going to You're going to love this watch. She, like, this is made for you. Maybe, maybe. And then we've got how Massimo's doing in prison.
Oh.
It's not good. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.